if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And the triumvirate's complete. Wait, no. Johnny isn't here. So how many weeks in a row is it that the three of us haven't been in the same room together?
6 weeks.
But they're all brand new shows in those 6 weeks, though.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess? No, it's true.
It started off all right.
So I'm Chris
Pepper. It's getting ridiculous.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley. At HS Radio Show is the Twitter account. You know that already if you're listening. But if there's a new listener, go to the subreddit. reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio. I don't think we've been quarantined or cut off yet, have we?
No, we're not a hateful place on Reddit.
That's right. Everyone who goes to the subreddit for High Society Radio, you're happy people. You're happy people.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Happy people to talk about happy things. I'll go as far as to say that. Those are our dogs. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. And on Instagram, High Society Radio. I'm going to Instagram some this weekend.
I don't think you are.
Be on the lookout for. No, I'll have a lot of free time this weekend, so I'll be Instagramming. Are you going to see the NWA movie?
No.
Why not?
Looks pretty bad.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
I'm not even being sarcastic. I think it looks good.
No, it looks pretty bad.
You're a hater, bro.
How am I a hater? It just doesn't look very good.
I think it looks pretty dope. I think young Ice Cube's son, playing young Ice Cube. Have you seen the trailer? I mean, he sounds exactly like Ice Cube. It looks exactly like
him. Yeah, I saw the trailer. It still just looks like kind of a shitty movie. Like, I guarantee it's not going to be that interesting at all.
You're a shitty movie.
Movie with gravy in it, the Biggie movie, was that any good?
No.
So I don't have much hope for this.
There were a couple good Tupac documentaries, though. But those are documentaries.
Yeah, documentaries.
I think the NWA movie is going to be pretty dope. That's just a feeling I have. It's probably going to be better than One Hot American Summer, First Day of Camp.
Did you binge watch that over the weekend?
I binge watched. I watched it. I watched the whole series twice.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God. I watched it Friday. Last Friday I watched it. I put it on. I was like, I'll just watch an episode. I'll see how it is. And I just watched the whole thing. I was like, I can't stop. I have to watch all of them. And then on Sunday, or Saturday night going into Sunday, I was watching it with other people. I was like, you guys got to watch this. And then I ended up watching the whole thing again. It's 8 hours of a weekend devoted just to What Hot American Summer. It's pretty baller, right?
No.
It's pretty dope thing to do. Pretty cool.
We talked about this the last time we were in a room together.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like that movie.
But I think you'll like the TV show.
I don't think so.
If you hate the movie, you'll love the TV show. That's what I always say about everything.
All right.
That's what I said about The Odd Couple. You hate The Odd Couple movie, you're going to love the TV show.
How did you hate that movie? It's so good. It's a classic.
Well, no, I love both. I just say that to people. Like, if you're going to hate The Odd Couple, that's my thing.
Yeah, who are you talking to that reference even makes sense?
I was at an old person's home, and I was like, sir, you're good. If you hate The Odd Couple of the movie, try the TV show out.
They're all just talking to you about the shadow, the radio program.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I was younger, I went to the Museum of TV and Radio, which I think is the Paley Center now. That's what it's called. And I listened to old episodes of The Shadow.
How were they? Any good?
I remember not being very impressed by them.
Yeah, it's not really a medium.
I'm a small child going to the a radio and television museum to listen to radio shows from, I'm going to guess, the 40s.
I want to say the 30s.
I'm going to look it up right now. Because the 30s, yeah. Oh, no, it was originally in 30s. 1930s when it debuted. I think I liked it. I wanted to do that because the movie was coming out. The Shadow of the movie.
Oh, that was a real winner. They came out the same year as like The Phantom, right? They just brought back all these old-timey characters.
1994 was when The Shadow came out. That was with Alec Baldwin. I just thought he looked badass. So I was like, this is going to be great. He has a cool car and cool guns. I'm a stupid little kid. 1994 was an amazing time for film, but there's so many 1994 movies I've noticed that I've watched that I love. They're just fucking terrible.
You mean when you were 11?
Yeah, exactly. When I was 11, I just couldn't get enough. I was thinking Captain Ron was 1994. It's 1992.
Yeah, there's no way you could think that Captain Ron was legitimately a good movie.
Oh, I still think
Snake
Captain Plissken Ron.
Snake Plissken in the fucking witness protection program, Captain Ron.
I still believe Captain Ron's a good movie. I don't care what you say. I'm going to look at the best and worst movies of 1994. All right, this is from Rolling Stone. Pulp Fiction, obviously. Quiz Show, Hoop Dreams, Ed Wood, Bullets Over Broadway, Cobb.
Wow, there's some good movies on
here. Spanking the Monkey. Oh, my God. Right, and they on the worst list, they have Natural Born Killers.
Which is insane.
Wyatt Earp. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein was pretty terrible. That was not good. Flintstones, yeah. I don't know. I have to put more thought into this. Oh, North. North was a 1994 movie. I remember going to see that in theaters.
Really? I did. That's when I realized that that movie came out, and I realized somebody could have a punchable face. Because my neighbor really liked that movie.
Yeah.
But I thought Elijah Wood had the most punchable face ever. It's probably why I can't get into those fucking Lord of the Rings movies.
You think so?
Yeah, that's the first time. I swear to God, I legitimately was just like, wow. I just want to punch that dude in the face. That must have been his first movie, right?
One of his first films, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just remember seeing the commercial for that and just wanting to fucking, oh, just punch that dude. Because he was in The Good Son before that, and I think I remember it from then. But
I liked The Good Son. I remember I wanted to see The Good Son because of Macaulay Culkin, because I liked Home Alone so much.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, then I just remember the commercial for that stupid thing, and he's walking on the fucking globe, and I just wanted to punch him.
I liked it. I liked this little kid. I was like, this kid has the best life ever.
You did a lot of escapism through film, huh?
Oh, definitely.
You didn't leave the house much as a kid.
I played baseball, but that was pretty much my only outside activity.
Yeah, you weren't, like, I was one of those kids that my grandmother would be like, you're not allowed to be in the house past noon on a weekend or in the summer. So you just kind of had to find something to do outside with people.
There was a lot of listening to the radio. And staying up all night watching bad movies over and over again. Like Captain Ron. Captain Ron, like Rookie of the Year, were movies we taped off television, and I just watched constantly all night long. And then I'd watch these shitty movies all night long, and then listen to morning radio, and then pass out right around 10 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
Jesus.
It was a strange child. Those were a lot of my summers.
That sounds terrible.
I don't know. We didn't have a lot of money and didn't have a lot to do in the store.
Why didn't you just go outside? There's a park like two blocks from your house.
It's so hot. It's so hot out.
Were you like a fat little kid too?
Yes, I was a fat little kid. Like I am a fat adult.
Well, I don't know. Some people just become fat adults.
Oh, no, I was a fat little kid.
Okay.
And then I transitioned to quite a plump adult. Street Fighter, the movie came out. That was huge. I loved that movie as a child, though I rewatched it.
No, you didn't love it. There's no way you love that movie.
I love the video game. So if you put a video game into a movie, yeah, I'm going to like it.
But I loved the video game, and I acknowledged that movie was terrible.
Well, didn't you have the best fucking taste for an 11 or 12-year-old, or however old?
No, because my father, like, he was like one of those guys, like, he would wait until you, like, liked a movie that was shitty, and then he would just, he didn't care if you were 11. He'd be like, that's a real dud, kid. Good job picking that one.
That's rough. It's rough, old man. Come on, bro.
I did like Ed Wood. I saw that as a kid.
Oh, yeah, that was great. That was another one that was out when we were kids. Yeah, it was good stuff.
You just stop looking at old fucking 1994 movies. It's just odd.
I want to
the Professional, though. You just want to see what came out the same year as The Shadow?
Exactly, because I remember watching a lot of movies in 1994, and like, I was like 10 or 11, so I didn't watch Quiz Show or Pulp Fiction at the time. Like, when I, you know, in high school, I watched those movies and loved them. I remember when I first saw Reservoir Dogs. Someone gave me a bootleg copy of it on VHS in high school. It was great. I was like, this is the best. Mr. Pink is the shit.
Well, because you didn't want a tip either? He just reminded you of your dad?
My dad had to fucking buy something first before you get to the tip stage.
All right, kid. Just say you got to go to the bathroom, and then we're going to go at the door.
Uh-huh. A lot of going underneath the turnstile when I was way too old to do that.
Well, I mean, I think it goes by height. So I'd imagine you were too tall for it, about 6.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And then my parents would just, my dad would send me on the train to go meet my mom after work.
Oh, yeah,
I was in elementary school.
I used to commute to elementary school from fucking Gowanus to Sheepshead.
Big up, son.
Pretty far.
Brooklyn killing it all day.
Exactly.
And now Brooklyn is just, I don't know, it's just for rich. Brooklyn's officially for rich people now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not all, like, you can still find, you can find an inexpensive condo deep in Brooklyn.
But who wants to be deep in Brooklyn?
Nobody. It's terrible. If you don't have a car, you're fucked.
Like, there are parts of Brooklyn you can't get to, but like, people could get to Philly before they get to certain deep parts of Brooklyn.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far. Well, if you were in Chinatown,
yeah,
and just had to take a Chinatown bus,
yeah,
or the subway,
yeah,
to certain parts of Brooklyn, it'd be close.
Yeah, dude, it's like you could scale up beginning to Philly, but in 2 hours, you can get to Philly in 2 hours from here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it might be, yeah, because, all right, we're right from where we are. We're in Midtown. Like, okay, we're right by the Port Authority and Grand Central. So if you jumped on a train right now and went to Philly, you'd probably be there in less time than it took you to get to like New Mill Basin on public transit.
Know what I'm saying? We have the Philly Brooklyn race. I think I'll win. Wait, do you want to go to Philly or should I go to Philly?
I mean, I've been to Brooklyn. I'm good on that.
You haven't been many places else besides Brooklyn.
That's what I'm saying. I'll go to Philly. I'll get a sandwich.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of Philly, they I talked about this earlier in the week. Hitchbot got destroyed there.
Yeah, I heard. That's what you get for being a drifter. I mean, like, it's bound to happen. Either you're murdering or getting murdered. You can't just be a fucking drifter.
I like drifter, though. I can't remember the last time I saw a drifter. Last time I saw a drifter, I think I was in Florida.
Yeah, it was a robot.
It's that robot drifter. Remember
that
guy?
That's what I'm saying. You can't even get a job as a drifter in this country anymore.
I'm just trying to drift. I'm just trying to fucking just go places without having to pay. Is that so wrong?
They're saying Hitchbot was it was a prank.
What do you mean a prank?
That so like the guy who did it was like a YouTube guy who found it. It was in Philly, right?
Yeah, it was in Philly, yeah.
And then, it was a known Philly YouTube guy. And look, they're showing a picture of the same, like, one of these YouTube dudes in the same jersey as the guy. It's just a stupid video. You don't even really see the fucking robot getting destroyed.
Yeah, but its arms are on the street, though. Like, the guy ripped its arms off.
That's true.
Whoever took that video should have just added a few more fucking seconds to it.
Yeah, that's why it seems like it's clearly, like, whoever took the video is in cahoots.
Oh, like it's part of the prank.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking.
I feel sorry for Hitchbot. It didn't do anything wrong. I just wanted to get around.
Why don't you take the fucking subway? Get a job. It's like he didn't run into Brian Dennehy in a small town. He'd have been fucked.
Brian Dennehy? That makes me want to listen to what we're Brian Boitano to.
Not the same thing at all.
You went on your gaycation, right?
Oh, yeah. I got back.
Now, this was your gay vacation where you just went on a vacation with another dude to Bermuda.
Super gay.
Explain to me why you're on vacation with another dude, just you and him.
He got into a little tiff with a lady.
Uh-huh.
She canceled on him.
That sucks.
So he didn't want to go alone, and he didn't want to eat the price of the ticket and the room that was already booked. So he was like, if you can get a ticket to Bermuda, we can go for 3 days. And I'm like, all right, let's go on our honeymoon, sweetheart.
How was it?
It was relaxing. It was nice. I haven't been on vacation in quite a while.
You,
I'm not like you. I'm not a globetrotter.
Yeah, it's fucking ended quite abruptly. How is it? What is there to do in Bermuda besides land and beach?
Rented a jet ski.
That's cool.
We were also there. It was apparently it's their 4th of July. It's their Emancipation Weekend.
Okay.
And that's when they have their cricket final. So there was a cricket match.
Did you watch it?
No, we just went to the stadium afterwards. The motherfuckers were turning up. It was pretty dope.
Was it?
Yeah, it actually was. It was a pretty big party.
Was there everyone was just hammer drunk?
Yeah, just getting fucked.
Because is that a British island?
It is.
Oh shit! I should have told you to get me some duty free cigarettes.
I got some duty free cigars for myself.
God damn it!
And some duty free pre made Dark and Stormies in a can.
Oh,
they're not bad.
I never liked the Dark and Stormy. That's like the hot shit cocktail, or at least that was what, like fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah, I guess people were drinking Dark and Stormies a lot about 5 years ago.
Now, what's in a Dark and Stormy? Because I don't even know.
Ginger beer and rum.
Ugh.
If you don't like ginger, you're not gonna like it.
I like ginger ale, but I'm not a big fan of actual ginger.
What's ginger beer? It's the same fucking shit.
No, but ginger beer is more gingery. Like the actual ginger root, I think, is disgusting. But I like the fucking fake.
That's just racist food science, people.
Food science ginger ale flavor, like made by Schweppes or Canada Dry. That's what I'm down with.
So you think they're gonna build a new Hitchbot?
I doubt it. I mean, fucking, it was a failed experiment. You can't send a robot around the world.
How far did it get?
It went all through Canada, all through the Northeast, and then when it gets to Philly, it gets trashed.
Like a lot of people who just, not even once.
Yeah, man.
Oh, poor Hitchbot. It's bound to happen.
I don't know. I felt good about it because it was like making it. It was doing well.
I mean, like I said, either he was going to become bloodlusted and just start murdering people, or he was going to get murdered. That's the life of a drifter. It's kill or be killed. He didn't even have a bindle.
Remember that drifter that ate the other drifter's face because he was high in bath salts?
I heard that was, they just found weed in that dude's system, and the bath salts thing was overblown.
I don't know, but I feel like doing some bath. Do people still do bath salts?
I mean,
you got your ear to the streets. I don't.
Most of the molly that's out in the street is 2CI, which is considered a bath salt.
2CI is a bath salt?
Yeah. That's not going to make you eat anybody's face. Come on, the other word for it is smiles.
But wow, really, most of the molly out there is not even fucking molly, huh?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Guess I have to stop doing so much molly, or as I say, or I guess 2CI or bath salts or whatever.
Yeah, so you could say you've done bath salts.
Oh, no, I know I've done bath salts, and it's kind of just made me feel hot. Like, it's like really just made me feel very warm.
That's what's up. Did it make you hungry for...
No, it didn't make me hungry for human flesh.
Sweet human flesh? Exactly. You know, it does that fake weed.
Oh, what's the... Isn't there, like, a bunch of people going nuts on fake weed? At least that's what I feel like. I read a headline. Oh, yeah, the post was, like, weaponized weed is destroying people. Or some guy like freaked out naked and started, got to get arrested. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, we got to start smoking more of this K2.
It's terrible. I've smoked some of it. It's not.
Really? It's bad?
It's a terrible high.
What's it do to you? I've never smoked a fake weed. I smoked that real shit.
It just gives you a headache and you fall asleep. I just tried it because somebody had it.
Yeah.
It's I heard
like
it
that time you smoked rock.
Yeah, well, that wasn't because somebody had it. That's because I had some.
Don't admit to that. Stop. Say I'm a liar.
Oh, you're a liar. Stop lying about me smoking rock.
There you go. Good.
But
I just casually smoke a rock every now and then. What's the big fucking deal?
I used to know a kid who used to come to a poker game and just like smoke crack the entire time we were playing cards.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. He was a teacher.
Did he freak the fuck out or was he just coked up basically?
He was just fine. He was just playing cards and smoking crack.
See, if I feel like if I started smoking crack, it would be over. Like I would just be like, well, I guess all my money has to go to crack now.
You finally lose some weight, though.
Good point. I'll get on that fucking crack diet.
Exactly, that'll work.
Get on that crack diet. Get my shit tight. Get swole.
I don't think you could
my fucking gains.
I don't think you could commit to being a crackhead. I don't know if you could go all in.
I don't think I have the money to be a crackhead.
Nah, it's not that expensive.
I don't know. I think all I'd want to do is spend money on crack. And then I'd do that then.
Nah, I think you'd be fine.
Buy a big pile of crack rock.
Look, there's only one way to find out.
I guess give me that pipe, Chris, because I'm going to start burning them rocks up.
Think about it. Like, you think it's called a glass dick. If you started sucking dick, would you not be able to stop? No.
Yeah, but I don't think blowing dudes gets you high.
I mean, I'm sure some people.
All right. I guess there's a bit of a rush getting that dick in your mouth. Why am I talking about this? This is uncomfortable for me, and I'm the one saying it. Jesus. Do you like Trump? What do you think his chances are?
None. He has no chances.
Are you sure he's leading in all the polls?
D's Nuts has 8% in a poll.
Well, I didn't ask about D's Nuts. I asked about Trump.
I'm just saying, like, polls mean nothing. They just did a poll of, like, fucking kids in, what was it, Minnesota or some shit. Said that gay kids have a higher rate of pregnancy. Gay! Doesn't make any sense.
What children did they talk to about this?
Hold on, let me put this up here.
Because that sounds like crazy talk. And that's what you're full of most days.
Yeah, they just did. Here it is. Here's the numbers. More gay kids in this one poll in Minnesota were likely to have been pregnant or gotten pregnant.
Maybe that just turns them gay, you know?
Maybe. I never want to go through that again.
I like being straight.
That's what I'm saying. I just think these polls are fucking bullshit. Like, all right, remember when Mike Huckabee was winning in the fucking polls for mad long in the beginning of the primaries?
Yeah, he voted for him.
Yeah,
I just wrote him in.
Remember presidential nominee fucking Mike Huckabee? You don't, because it didn't happen. It doesn't happen.
I don't know, though. I kind of can't wait for Trump to just fucking dominate and become president of the United States.
But it's not going to happen. It's not a real candidacy. I don't understand why. This is the fourth time this motherfucker's run for president. Why all of a sudden?
He's never run for president. He's said he's thought about running, but he's never actually like, I'm running for president.
Oh, he's launched exploratory committees before, right?
Exactly, yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand why anybody is fucking paying attention to this guy.
Because he's Donald Trump. Everyone's been paying attention to him for 30 years or whatever. He's just good at getting people to pay attention to him.
Yeah, but why are we fucking considering? He's not a real candidate. Nobody's actually going to vote for him.
He's going to build a wall for Mexico, Chris. He's going to stop the rapists from coming into the country. Well, he's going to light up El Chapo, who's still out.
I don't think that's going to... Yeah, El Chapo ain't going to jail no time soon.
You think he dies in a shootout next time? Or he won't bother because he knows he'll be able to get out of any prison they put him in?
I'm saying I don't even think they're going to bother locking him back up.
You think? Really?
It seems like a lot of money just for the fucking guy to leave whenever he wants.
I don't think they have the manpower. I think most of the Mexican military and police force is on the take.
True. Then why was he in there in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe the last vestige of... Okay, like the Benicio del Toro from Traffic for down there.
Okay.
They've arrested him.
I get it.
You know, that character probably got assassinated immediately after that baseball game he was watching at the end of the movie. Also, Benicio del Toro just picked one horrible movie role after another after he won that Oscar.
Yeah, what was he in that? He was in that Che Guevara movie that never got released.
It got released. It was like really, you know, like barely any theaters. I want to see what he did after he got that.
Way of the Gun?
That was before.
Was it?
Yeah. I think it was like in the Spy Kid movies or some shit.
I'm surprised he's not in fucking True Detective, or he's going to be in it next year or some
shit. Oh, that'd be awesome. That's a great idea to put him in True Detective. That'd be the shit.
There you go.
We got to get to his fucking people and tell, yo, we got to do this. We got to cast him in the next True Detective. That'll fucking make his career good again. All right, this is what he did since Traffic. The Pledge.
I don't know what that is.
The Hunted. I remember that movie was shitty. 21 Grams. Okay, that was good. Sin City. That was good. Things We Lost in the Fire. I saw that in theaters. Terrible.
Why would you go see that? Wasn't that like a romance drama?
I was going to go see Darjeeling Limited, but it was sold out. I was with my girlfriend.
Why don't you just go to a bar?
We were at the theater. My girlfriend really likes Benicio del Toro. And so we were like, I guess we'll go see this. And even she thought it was terrible.
Like...
And even she thought it was terrible. Che, part one. The Wolfman. Oh, man, we saw that movie in theaters, too, because he was in it. I've gotten a lot of fucking bad Benicio del Toro movies.
Damn.
That movie was really terrible. And again, she was like, yeah, that movie was horrible. Savages? All right. I saw that on, like, straight to DVD or something. I saw that, like, on demand. And I've gone on the record multiple times about how bad Savages is. And that's, hey, if the kid from True Detective was in Savages, Taylor Kitsch, Benicio del Toro, in Savages, let's do it next season. Jimmy P, I have no idea. Thor, The Dark World, what? I don't even, what? Guardians of the Galaxy? Escobar, Paradise Lost. He played Pablo Escobar. It won't even come out. Inherent Vice, yeah, right.
I remember,
right.
Like, hearing about that movie, but I heard it was really fucking bad.
Guardians, oh, wait, oh, Escobar, Paradise Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Benicio del Toro's in it.
It's true.
And, oh, shit, he's going to be in Star Wars Episode 8. Good for him. He really is turning that career around.
Yeah, but that's not for fucking 2 years. 2017?
It doesn't matter, though. I mean, Star Wars. Star Wars will be around forever now. Like, we'll always have Star Wars movies to watch.
I know. Just Disney-manufactured Star Wars movies.
What's up, Disney? Thank you for fucking giving me the same movie and over again. I can't believe Disney owns Star Wars and Marvel.
Why not?
Are you going to watch... Because it's too giant. Are you going to watch Fantastic Four? Are you down with that?
No, it looks really bad.
Why? Because there's a black guy, a human torch? Is that your problem?
Yeah, that's my huge problem. Yo, I have a theory. You know, you can tell it's not real comic book fans that are complaining about the race changes in the characters.
Yeah.
Because nobody has complained that Will Smith is playing Deadshot.
Is Deadshot a white dude? I didn't
know.
Do you think Suicide Squad looks any good?
No, terrible.
Looks really bad, right?
Yeah. Any movie where they put, like, that hot of a chick in that much of the trailer can't be good. That's my fucking theory.
She's quite attractive, that Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Do you think Batman versus Superman is going to be good?
I'm on the fence. I think it could. I think Ben Affleck is going to surprise people and be better than you think. But I don't think the movie's going to be that good.
The last trailer was pretty dope. They showed, I guess, in that universe, the Joker had killed Robin. Yeah, he has, like, the Robin suit, and, like, the Killing Joke was written on it and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And,
there was always a rumor that when the Joker killed the second Robin, that he fucked him. And that DC edited out those pages.
What?
Yeah, my uncle told me that when I was younger. They were like, yeah, somewhere in a vault in DC Comics. Like, why wouldn't they burn that? It's like, yeah, there's just pages of the Joker raping Robin. I was like, I don't think that's true. He's like, it's true, dude, it's true.
We got to find those pages.
They'd be worth millions.
Oh, hell yeah. But let's just put them out online.
We just got to find some pedophile comic book fan, so most of them.
You say that, yet I saw you come here today with a bag of comic books.
I said most.
I'm going to throw you in there, then. I'm going to throw you in with most. Loving that little girk. Oh, shit. It's High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. You know, after we're done here, we're going to take a fucking Instagram. And then, Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
As soon as we're done here.
As soon as we're done here.
As soon as the fucking podcast is done, we're fucking just jumping on that gram.
We're jumping on that gram, baby. We're going to cut it up.
You know what
we're going to crush it. We're going to get some nice rails.
We need some tits, because apparently you can make money off Instagram if you got tits.
You make money off Instagram if you post fucking old Reddit memes
every
fucking day. If you're the goddamn fat Jewish.
And jokes from comedians.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a picture of a comedian, and then you fucking type out their jokes on it, and then you Instagram it. And it's like, holy shit, I agree with that. That's so funny. I'm laughing so much at this Instagram account. I used to follow the fat Jewish on our Instagram account, but then I was like, oh, this guy's fucking posting shit that I saw on Reddit days ago. And it's getting 50,000 likes. What the fuck is going on?
And he's making bank.
Oh, yeah, he makes serious bank. He's the face of Seamless in New York City, at least. Jesus. He's on the side of buses. He's on the side of goddamn phone booths. And now he's making his own wine. It's called, like, White Girl Rosé or something, or White Girl Zinfandel. I don't know. And he just gets paid by all these brands just to fucking Instagram shit out. Why didn't we ever get in? See, we've started too late with our Instagram account. Or maybe we just have to work harder on it, you know?
Yeah, I think we should work harder on this podcast. It seems to be the main product.
No, man, the Instagram account's now the main product. Once we start Instagramming today, it's going to be fucking crazy. It's going to be seriously dope.
So the Instagram account is so 7 years of working on this product, this podcast. I mean, granted, we haven't been working very hard, but we're just going to throw that away for the Instagram account?
Well, it's all ties in, you know? Oh, there he is, White Girl Rosé, 2014. God damn it. I want to fucking... Look, dude, we have truffle whiskey. Why can't we... He has his goddamn White Girl Rosé. Truffle whiskey's a fucking million times better idea.
Because he's big enough, because he worked on his Instagram account. He worked on his craft hard enough where he got big enough where somebody else was just
hey,
like,
I'm
what
fat
do you...
too.
All right.
Oh, wait, well, you mean in
work
his
on
success.
This podcast.
Oh, okay.
Let's just work on this podcast. If we worked on this podcast half as much as we just talk shit about other people getting fucking shit that we don't have,
yeah.
The podcast would be big enough that somebody would let us slap a fucking label on a bottle of whiskey that they're already making and call it something else. Throw half a fucking truffle in there. That's what you got to do.
Shit.
Work on your brand, son. Work on your it's a new economy, motherfucker. I've been trying to fucking tell you this for fucking years.
I'm terrible at working on my brand. I don't have a brand. It's like that scene in Hackers, for anyone who's seen that movie, where the kid's like, I don't have a handle, man. I don't have a handle. I'm no one online. I'm no one. No one's going to remember that part. It was towards the beginning. I've seen that movie way too many times.
I think I remember that part now that you're saying it.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was before they realized that What's-His-Face was
no, yeah, it was. This was early on in the film. Yeah. It was like... It was right.
That dude who's following around, he's following around the black guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I remember that part.
All right. See?
We both have seen Hackers too many times.
Oh, I also think.
What year did Hackers come out? 1994?
Look it up. I also think there should have been a spinoff, or there could be a spinoff now.
You know, 95.
Those two Asian guys, Razor and Blade, there should have been a spinoff movie about Razor and Blade. That would have been sick.
Now. Where were you with that idea back then?
I don't know. I got to find these two Asian guys. I wonder if they're dead.
Probably.
You think they were gay? I thought they were gay in the movie.
You thought they were gay in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They were all kabukied up. Like, they were literally wearing kabuki makeup, and they were fucking had a network of hackers at their disposal. Peter Yim and Darren Lee. Let's see. What the fuck have these guys been up to?
Peter Yim, not very much.
Oh, he was on Louie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, Hackers was his first film.
And his best role.
He's got... Oh, I don't remember him on Louie, so who knows?
Darren Lee.
Oof. Darren Lee has had less of a career.
Well, it seems he's more of a dancer. He plays a dancer in a lot of things. So I think he maybe has more of a dance career, Darren Lee. So they probably were gay in both the movie and real life.
That's a good point, yeah. An Asian dancer, dude. Probably gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Gay at Seinfeld. I just saw that episode for the first time.
Really? You just got on your Seinfeld swerve?
Yeah.
I don't know how you had time to watch anything else with all your Wet Hot American Summer watching.
Seriously?
You really just watched that and were like, I wish I was a Jew at summer camp.
I remember the Jewish person who showed it to me. They were like, this is just like Jewish camp. Jewish summer camp. And I had no idea. Like, I was like, what? What the fuck are you talking?
And you were like, listen, dude, you know what I do in the summer? I stay up until 10 in the morning watching Captain Ron, and then I go to
and
sleep.
And then I listen to morning radio, too. Yeah.
Then I listen to Rambling with Gambling on WOR, because that was a local show that I'm sure your dad listened to.
Jesus. Yeah, I guess that childhood memory of mine I shared at the top of the show, that explains pretty much everything about me.
Why didn't you want to go outside? I know you had friends. I know friends of yours that you had when you were a little kid.
I didn't like the heat. I liked being in the AC, like I do now.
Still, outside. You're a little kid.
You're a little kid. I don't need to eat this shit from you. All right, dog.
So, all right, when you went back to school in September, in like the third grade, and your friends had like funny things that they did over the summer, what did you say to them? Did you say, I just watched Captain Ron?
I don't remember, like, talking about, like, what I did over the summer. Like, I remember, like, just asking, children are so self-centered, so I don't think they really asked. I don't remember being asked a lot about what I did over the summer.
Really? I feel like that's like what you talk about for the first 2 weeks you're back in school.
I don't know. I was a strange child. I've turned into a strange adult. Very weird.
I'm sure somebody must have asked you. I'm sure you didn't say, you know, I watched a lot of movies till 10 in the morning.
Caught up on Stern for a while. Listened to fucking Love Lines. Ridiculous. What the hell? What was my problem? Huh?
I organized my dad's rubber bands and needles.
Jesus Christ, come on. The fuck? Lay off.
I returned some deposit bottles.
Actually, yeah, it's
no. That would require going outside.
No. We did do that actually. Now that you say, we would return bottles in the morning, or sometimes the afternoon.
Because every day there'd be like a new batch.
Yeah, there's always more bottles, and so me and my dad would go around getting bottles. And as a 10-year-old child, I had no idea there was something wrong with this or weird.
Yeah, my hoarder uncle just has a walk-in closet full of Thunderbird bottles.
Full?
No.
So,
in brown paper bags, drank.
Is he going to return them?
No, you can't return those. I don't think there's a deposit on Thunderbird bottles. Those hip flask bottles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
At least it could have been Palm Beaches. What were those things called? Were
Palm Beach, same thing. Yeah, Thunderbird, yeah. Palm Beach, malt wine.
Cisco.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a Cisco? Cisco, for those who don't know.
You at a monster truck rally 12 years ago.
Jesus Christ. That's the place you should be drinking Cisco. For those who might not know, Cisco is a bum wine that...
We've talked about it on here many
times. Well, you know, I haven't talked about it in a long time. It's sold in the Northeast, I guess. I don't know if it's sold in the rest of the country. I know it's sold as far as PA. And it makes you black out no matter how much of it you drink.
Yeah, it's bad.
You drink the small bottle, you drink the big bottle. It's $3.50, and you are blacked out for the evening.
Fucking! Oh, you're talking about the deposit bottle thing. You know what my hustle was as a little kid?
What was that?
It was a good hustle. Remember how back in the day, all the Sprites and Cokes were 1 in 5? You win a free soda?
Yeah.
So I used to go to the deposit bottle spot of the block from my house, and I just ask all the bums if I could take the caps off their bottles, because it doesn't matter. And I would get mad free sodas, and I would sell them in the park.
You stole free sodas from bums who were thirsty. You're a terrible person.
What do you mean? They gave him to. I just literally, can I have the bottle caps? And they'd be like, sure. Thanks, pal.
That really went to shit when they started putting codes on them and they like put them in online. Yeah, I'm sure all of them are winners. I'm sure every single one is a winner.
Oh, what, those codes for free sodas? Yeah, because they knew nobody, or none of them are. Nobody was ever going to do that.
That's what our new hustle should be, getting free soda.
Dude, that was my first ever fucking dumb hustle.
What's old is new again. That's what I always say. I always say that, and as we learned last week, that which you weren't here for, I always say, it ain't fun if the homies can't get none.
You always say that?
I always say that.
All right.
I also discussed with Johnny why, I asked him why black people love Dragon Ball Z so much. I'll ask you the same question. He gave me an answer. I'll tell you his answer after you tell him. Well, why do black people like Dragon Ball Z so much?
I feel like they wish that they could scream and make their hair grow.
You think it's a Super Saiyan thing?
Yeah. Why do you think?
I don't know.
What did Johnny say?
Johnny said it's because black people like kung fu movies.
Black people do like kung fu movies. I don't know if that's why they like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, white people like kung fu movies too.
At that point, it's like, why do black people like kung fu movies so much? It's the same fucking question.
I think black people just like 70s movies. All of them. All 70s movies.
I don't know. Maybe we should get a black guy in here and ask him.
I mean, you have noticed that like bad black people love Dragon Ball Z.
Or at least familiar with it. You brought it up, and then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, all right, a lot of black people love Dragon Ball Z. You sent me an article about it. Like, Vice just wrote an article about it since you guys recorded last week, right?
My fucking shit's in the zeitgeist, dude.
That's true.
It's about black
people.
That's
what I'm saying. If we worked on this podcast more,
and
these fucking ideas,
then
guess what?
What?
Build that brand, and then somebody will give us a truffle whiskey.
Oh, damn it. You're making so much sense right now. That's where I tapped that brain.
Same.
Tap that liquor brain, baby.
Same. That's how you got to do it.
Yeah, Vice did a story on like black people cosplaying and like how great it is. I guess it's okay.
Yeah, it is kind of a stupid name. What black anime fans can teach us about race in America. And then a lot of it is just kind of like, yeah, because he doesn't remember his past, so it's just like black slaves. I'm like, I don't know if that's why black people like Dragon Ball Z. I think it's just because those dudes get hyped and swole and then fuck shit up.
Yeah, that's what I figure. Like, this is a crazy TV show. Like, I was watching it the other week. I was like, this fucking show is insane.
There's a new movie coming out, right?
Yeah, there is, yeah. I don't know if it's canon or not, though. I do believe Frieza comes back, so that's cool, I think. I can't remember anything about it. I know Frieza was a dick. I remember that vaguely.
Yeah, I know once he hits that final form, that's gonna be a problem.
I always thought
didn't get past that. It's been 6 years. I still haven't gotten past. He's just charging up still.
I always thought Gohan was a real bitch too. Like, it's all about Goku. Gohan always fucking annoyed me.
But yeah, he's a little bitch.
Right,
he's
thank you.
Whiny little kid.
Though apparently
I didn't get that deep into it. He gets pretty powerful towards the end.
He gets the fucking. He's like the only dude to get to Super Saiyan level 3 or some shit.
I don't know. Does it fucking I feel like Goku gets to Super Saiyan God level or some shit at some point.
I can't remember. All I know is I like Vegeta the best. This guy's a dick.
Just because he's a dick?
Yeah, because he's a dick.
You know what's weird?
Yeah, I like that Saiyan armor. It looks pretty cool.
Black people love Dragon Ball Z, but the only black character was Mr. Popo, who was clearly a fat Sambo.
Maybe that's why, you know, black people got
they identified with it?
I hope. No, I hope not, but maybe that's the reason. I don't know. Inside Society Radio. Go to our Instagram account. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. If enough people go to the Instagram account and follow us on the Instagram account,
then
comment,
we'll mass produce truffle whiskey.
And we'll get so much truffle whiskey. People will just get lit up. Lit up. But I mean, I'll be giving out the truffle whisk. That's what I call it now, truffle whisk.
All right.
You think that's a cool name or you think it's shitty?
I think it's adequate.
Well, that makes me feel bad. Now I'd rather have one extreme than the other. So you liked Bermuda. Was there a time difference? That's the one in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, right?
It's 1 hour ahead.
That's like the only place with an hour ahead time zone, right? Like out there, like, cause like there's nothing but
mountain time is an hour behind.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that's the only place you can go where that's an hour ahead.
Oh yeah, maybe. What's Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico's the same.
Okay.
At least East Coast,
I guess
time.
So. It's pretty dope. It's only an hour and a half flight.
I always thought Bermuda was in the islands, but it's in the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean.
It's like off like the Carolinas or some shit.
Yeah, it's weird. Weirds me out, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Puerto Rico is an hour ahead, or at least the British Virgin Islands.
But yeah, it's pretty dope. It's a dope place. They don't have like the all inclusive stuff, but I wasn't really trying to get fucking loaded the entire time I was there.
Why not? You're a narc?
No. It's hard to get drugs over there. I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, it's the middle of the fucking Atlantic Ocean. There's nothing out there. There's no one doing anything.
That's true.
What? I mean, I guess you can get, what, pills from pharmacies?
No, I mean, there's an illicit drug trade, but the fucking cops are on it. Like, they do not approve of, like, dude, you know, you go to these islands, there's, like, whores and strip clubs. There's none on the whole fucking island.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was talking to a
dude. Is it upscale?
Huh? Yeah, there's a lot of upscale stuff there. A lot of swanky shit.
Like, where'd you go? Were you at Tuckerstown? Is that where you went?
I was,
Frick's Beach? Is that where you're hanging out?
What's it called?
St. George's Harbor. That's your fucking spot, right?
No, I was all the way on the other side of the island.
Oh, Railway Trail?
No, further.
Well, you took a ride down North Shore Road?
Exactly.
That was your shit?
I was all the way fucking over here.
What are you talking about? Hog Bay Park? That's where you hung out?
Yeah, I was like over there, Hog Bay Park.
Eli's Harbor?
Yeah, basically.
Just partying there? Seems pretty cool.
This whole shit, it looks pretty big because it's like lots of little pieces. That whole drive is 40 minutes, the entire island. The airport is here.
I can't see where you're pointing.
The airport is all the way over there where it says St. George's.
Uh-huh.
And I was all the way at the other side of this fucking hook, pretty much the far tip. And then that was, you know, a half hour. It's like 60,000 people there.
Island, that's where you partied?
Oh, yeah, ferry stop. That's where I was, right there, where the ferry stop is.
Nice.
Went to the National Museum of Bermuda.
How was that?
It was fine. It was a museum. It's not very big because it's in Bermuda. But jet skis are dope. I think you would like to get you some jet ski action.
I like to get me some action at Cockburn's Cut. That's what I like to fucking do.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Nothing like a nice burnt cock.
But there's some good restaurants out there. It was fun.
What kind of food? Seafood?
A lot of seafood, yeah. Went to a steakhouse. It was pretty good.
So it's British, right?
Yeah.
Did you have to get the pound? Did you have to fucking...
They have Bermudan dollars, but you can just use regular dollars.
American dollars work over there?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Except when we went to the cricket match, that's the only day they have legalized gambling. They play this game called Crown and Anchor.
All right, what's that?
You just roll dice. Like, you pick a space on the board, roll dice, and if your shit comes up, that's it. There's six spaces. So let's say you pick, it's the suits of a card plus an anchor and a crown. It's all on one die.
Okay.
So they roll three die, and however many of them you get paid 1-to-1 for how many die land on the space you're on. But you couldn't use American dollars for that. Luckily, I had a bunch, because they give you change in the Bermudan dollars.
How'd you do? I'd love to play. That sounds like a fucking great game. I'm going to play it right now.
I lost like $20.
I thought you were a baller. I thought you were a fucking international gambling baller. And you go in there with $20?
No, I had more than $20. It was up and down. It was up and down, up and down. You lose $20.
I'd flip out. I'd flip the fucking table.
I should have.
Wait, so there's legalized gambling?
I'd have been like, why is there so many black people here? Do you guys like Dragon Ball Z? Just flip the table, just start yelling.
Have you guys seen this TV show? How many, so is legalized gambling only one day a year?
2 days.
Damn, that's fucking pretty dope.
It's just the one game.
Weird.
Yeah.
Did you find out why that it was like that?
They just don't have it. They don't have legalized, well, no, they do actually have, their OTBs are actually pretty dope, because you can bet on sports there, too. They have a couple of those.
You can bet football?
Yeah, you bet any sports. But they close them early.
American
like six.
Football. Six?
Yeah.
How the fuck am I supposed to gamble in the night?
Well, you're not.
How am I supposed to lose
basically
a bunch of money?
You place your bets and then come back. They were basically like, we went there and they were like closing soon, and I was like, oh, I just want to bet some horses. They were like, well, you'll have to come back. Like, there was like shit on the screen. Like, there's like 10 minutes to post. I was like, let me just bet on that. They're like, well, we'll be closing about the time that the race goes off, so you'll have to come tomorrow to collect your winnings. I was like, you guys are fucking up in the game. This thing's got to be open till like 2-3 in the morning.
I know. Did they have British accents?
Some of them, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That I think that's cool. If you have a British accent,
black people with British accents—that's your shit.
Yeah. All right. Look, is this racist? If I like Indian people with British accents. I like,
which is fairly common.
I also like people in New York, like Asian dudes with like really thick New York accents. I find it funny.
You find that hot? You like that? Asian dudes with a thick New York accent.
I don't think it's hot.
You're like, just, hell yeah.
Like, yeah, bro, bring that accent right over here, dog. No, I'm saying, get it.
So you like a hood Asian?
Yeah, I like a hood Asian dude. Yeah,
all right.
Like, I'm sexually attracted to. I'm losing it. I don't know, man. Johnny's at some sort of weird union meeting. I think he's like trying to unionize the people he's working with, and. There's like a big rat outside the fucking place he's working. It's crazy.
It's just like that movie Reds.
Yeah.
With Warren Beatty.
You're a big Warren Beatty fan?
Not really. I came back from, first thing I saw on Twitter when I came back from Bermuda was that Johnny killed Roddy Piper.
Yeah, last week Johnny was talking all about Roddy Piper and how great he was, and then he died.
I just want to say Paul Orndorff is one of the most underrated performers of all time.
Wow, you really hate Paul Orndorff.
I'm just saying, Paul Orndorff really is Mr. Wonderful. You know,
in every way.
It's a shame
possible.
They don't use him more in those Legends contracts. You know, especially since they can't use Hogan and Piper anymore.
Yeah, I know. All the Legends are gone, dude. Jimmy Snuka got diagnosed with cancer. Jeez. Jimmy Superfly Snuka, man who climbed the cage.
I mean, he is a murderer, so it's like I don't really feel that bad.
Who did he kill?
Some lady.
What?
Didn't he kill some lady, Jimmy Snuka?
No idea. This is all news to me.
Yeah, didn't he, like, say she, like, fell, but it seemed like he just, like, tripped her and she hit her head on a rock, and then he, like, moved the body?
Nah, dude. I don't... What? All right. I just looked up. Grand jury to prove 31-year-old death of Jimmy Superfly Snuka's girlfriend. This is from last year?
Yeah.
The May 10th, 1983 death of Brooklynite Nancy Argentino in Allentown, PA will undergo a thorough review. Wrestler Snuka, 70, was never charged in the case, but at one time was a person of interest in his girlfriend's death. oh, wow, Jimmy Superfly really killed somebody. It's okay, though.
Scott Hall killed two people.
Was it justified?
Yeah,
it was
justifiable homicides. There's a list of wrestlers who have killed people. I'll see if I can find it. Hold on.
I think New Jack's on there. He has to be on there, right? He's got a couple.
Well, New Jack's on there, but they're like, nobody can confirm it.
New Jack's a crazy liar. Can't find any court documents with his name on it. So we think it's just an old drug beef. Justifiable homicides don't count in gangland murders. Chris Benoit, he killed a bunch of people.
Just two.
No, it's like three, his wife and both his kids. Or did he have three kids?
No, it was just one kid. He killed like his handicapped kid. I think he had kids with another wife. Jimmy Snuka is on here.
I thought Benoit killed multiple people. I mean, multiple children.
Vern Gagne.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that old-timey wrestling shit. They're just
dead inside?
Oh, no, he killed somebody. That was a crazy one.
What?
Vern Gagne killed somebody in a nursing home because he thought he was in a match, and he body-slammed another old person in a nursing home.
The guy had it coming. The guy sounded like a
I think Scott beat. Hall at two different times shot two different people, and they were both considered justified homicides.
It's because Scott Hall's a baller.
I've been saying this. Scott Hall is the real victim in this whole Hogan thing.
How so?
Because he fucking, the only time he gets to be on TV is part of the NWO.
Well, now Hulk Hogan was never part of the NWO.
That's true.
Or the Wolfpack.
Well, he was never part of the Wolfpack. He was part of NWO Hollywood and then the NWO Elite.
I thought he was part of the Wolfpack.
No, Wolfpack was Kevin Nash, like Sting, Lex Luger.
Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack. You'll end up in a body bag.
Yeah.
That wasn't Hogan.
That wasn't Hogan. Let me ask you a question. What would they do if Hogan died tomorrow? What do you think he would do?
He would Vince would ignore it because he doesn't give racists the time of day. Good work, Vince McMahon. Hulk Hogan deserves none of your love. Piper deserves it all. Ronda Rousey dedicated.
Oh,
her
no,
match.
No. They need to give more time to Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Okay.
He's the only person that was a wrestler who still left from WrestleMania 1.
If he dies tomorrow,
Paul Orndorff is going to live forever. You mark my words.
Oh, man, if he dies, we have a special power then. The show has the power to murder wrestlers.
I mean, I think, you know, dope and coke have been doing that for a lot longer than we have.
That's what they say. I think it's bullshit.
You think it's just us talking about it?
Yeah. Oh, man, we're fucking done.
How sad is it going to be when everybody from the 1992 Royal Rumble is dead?
How sad or how drunk? Drink twice. Royal Rumble drinking game. Twitter is at HS Radio Show. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. Is that everything? Oh, Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Donate to the show, bruh. Get some stickers. Throw a sticker party.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Every day I'm throwing sticker parties. All right, that's it. We're done. Ski. That's what I'm saying from the end of the show now. We're done, Ski. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Chris from Brooklyn. We must die.
Say goodbye.